Hello again and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard each week here on the Gospel Radio Network. This is a program where we examine the life of Christ each week as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At this time in our study, we have been looking for a number of weeks at the events surrounding the crucifixion of Christ. And today, we center upon man's lowest moment, when Jesus dies upon the cross. Now, these events are recorded in all four of the Gospel accounts. Matthew records this in chapter 27, verses 50 through 56. Mark records in chapter 15, verses 37 through 41. Luke records in chapter 23, verses 46 through 49. And John in chapter 19 and verse 30. Now, primarily for our study today, we'll focus in on Mark's account. So let's go to Mark chapter 15 and consider verses 37 through 41. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion, who stood opposite him, saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. So we come to the point now, after spending a number of weeks looking at various things that happened upon the cross, we come to the point of Jesus' death. But now, to begin to look more in depth, let's back up. To verses 34 through 36. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by, when they heard that, said, "Look, he is calling for Elijah." Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink, saying, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to take him down." There was Jesus in the darkness and separated from God, for he had become sin, the worst situation known to mankind. Jesus had become the sacrificial lamb, the pure and just Lamb of God, dying for the unjust. Consider the prophet Isaiah in chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. "Behold, The Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from among you, so that he will not hear. Now, all of the four writers have some differing details in their versions, things that they saw fit through the Holy Spirit to include. And let's look at some of the other events surrounding the death of Jesus. Go with me back to Matthew's account. And in chapter 27, let's notice what took place at this moment in verses 50 through 56. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now we have to find there the events beginning in verse 51 to be quite fascinating. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Consider this raising of the dead. After the resurrection, the scripture does not say what happened to them or how long they were around. I'd certainly love to know, but it's not important. But they were resurrected from the graves, and they went into the city and were seen by many. Now back to our text for today in verse 37 and of Mark 15. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. And after all of this time, the ultimate gift of love had now been given. Consider John chapter 10. Verses 17 and 18. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. And so Jesus had breathed his last. It points out to us then that the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. This miraculous act of God was certainly a reminder to all that the Old Testament law and the way of life of the Old Testament was now being removed forever. Behind that veil was the place that only the high priest could enter, and then only once a year to make atonement, the Holy of Holies. Remember Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 7. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. The priestly system of the law of Moses was now dead, and it had been nailed to the cross. The law had now been fulfilled by the blood of the spotless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2. And notice verses 13 and 14. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Again, the spotless Lamb of God had taken away the sin of the world. Verse 39, so when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. Notice his reaction. This Roman soldier, truly, this man was the Son of God. Matthew's account in chapter 27 and verse 54 reveals to us that others were with him. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. There was no hiding from the fact concerning what was taking place as Jesus drew his last breath. They would have seen the dead rise to go into the city. They would have been aware that the veil of the temple was torn in two. They had witnessed the darkness. Verse 40, there were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph, and of Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. So we make note of the other onlookers. We see the faithful band of women with Jesus. But sadly, where were the men of faith? You know, how many times have we seen it in small communities and congregations that it is faithful women that hold a congregation together when the men have deserted their post of duty? The scene at this point changes to the burial scene. And John gives us more information now at this point. Chapter 19, beginning in verse 31. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the bodies should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled: not one of his bones shall be broken. And again another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Now notice in verse 33 that they did not break the legs of Jesus as was according to custom, since he was already dead. And this would thus fulfill prophecy. Now, if the Lord wills, next week we will continue to look at these events surrounding the death of Jesus as we look at the burial. I hope you'll join me. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time and posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless.